Bishops from Region 4 of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops began their Ad Limina pilgrimage this week. Region 4 includes the Archdiocese of Baltimore, which is the nation's premier see in the United States. On Tuesday, the bishops had a morning session at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, but Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Mitchell Rozanski had a few moments to stop and share his thoughts about the Ad Limina, Pope Benedict's message for young Americans, and the new evangelization.
Pope Benedict has always brought to us a message of hope. He's brought to us a message of understanding of our culture, and also of the way in which the gospel message is applied to our culture. And so he is helping us as bishops to spread that gospel message through our culture in various ways. And I think that his encouragement of the use of the media, particularly of the internet, as a new way to spread the gospel has been particularly heartening to us.
The Holy Father is increasingly placing emphasis on faith formation for young people to help them stand strong and be firm in their faith in society today. Is this message being received in the United States?
I think our young people are looking for something that is real, that is secure, and that draws them to faith. And Pope Benedict's message has been one that is firmly based in Jesus Christ, and a message that says if each one of us are based in Jesus Christ, then our lives are worth living. And that's particularly attractive to our young people, that message.
The U.S. was one of the first destinations chosen by Pope Benedict XVI on his major international journeys. What has the legacy of that papal visit been?
That visit was a real buoy to our hope. It really gave to us a sense of new hope, of new vigor, of new evangelization. And that spirit continues because of the words of Pope Benedict XVI. It buoys our hope very much. Our Holy Father gives to us a message that says, in our world where there is much war, much dissension and division among peoples, that we need to look for that common ground that brings us together and that helps us to work closer together. And that is a message that appeals not only to Catholics, but it appeals to people of all faiths, in all situations, in all cultures in our world. And our Holy Father speaks so well to all the peoples of the world when he brings to us that message of peace.